This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Many Colorado students are headed back to school this week. David Clark dropped his eighth grader off today in Evans. He says as a hospital worker, he prepared her for the safety measures she'll be asked to take at school.
I'm sure there's a lot of nerves with everybody on how this is all going to work out, but I'm glad that our numbers are low enough that they're getting the opportunity to try. And especially at this age, that social interaction and the influence of their teachers and stuff, I think, is critical.
Clark says he hopes the Greeley-Evans community sticks to public health guidelines so students can keep going to school. Food banks say a record number of Coloradans are asking for help during the pandemic. Demand has multiplied tenfold at the nonprofit Growing Home in Adams County. Spokeswoman Karen Fox Elwell says it's even higher after the federal unemployment boost expired recently.
We have seen the demand for food continue to increase in early August since those additional payments have gone away. We are starting to see, you know, close to 100 households each day for our food access, and we do attribute some of that to the decrease in the extra unemployment.
The Nuggets take game one in the best of seven series against the Utah Jazz in the Western Conference playoffs. The score, 135-125. They played it in the so-called bubble at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Currently 93 in Denver, 83 in Vail, 97 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.